Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Politically, anyway, it's all yours. And it's really easy. Call 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or for that matter, you can just send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? Maybe you want to talk about the Republicans in the Senate who let the gun bill pass yesterday. And isn't it interesting that Ginny Burdick, sponsor of the bill, Democrat, of course, said that, and this is really good, she said that bringing guns into public places is intimidating and it's unsafe. Really? How is that intimidating? I mean, I guess if you're afraid of guns, it would be intimidating, but how's it unsafe? Because concealed carry people pass background checks. In the history of concealed carry throughout the United States of America, it has been extraordinarily rare to have a concealed carry person literally commit a crime with a gun. Completely. I mean, it basically never happens. So what do you think about the Republicans that let this happen? What do you think about, by the way, it just so happens that not one but two emails went out. In fact, yesterday I put on the show plan, both on my Facebook page and on the podcast page at KSLM.news. I put on the actual quote from the email sent by the Senate President's office to the senators about 2 hours after the vote on Wednesday, or the, not the vote, but the reading of the gun bill, which Republicans allowed. Why? Because they showed up. Because they're getting bought off. That's the only way to describe it. And yes, they stood up yesterday and they pounded their chest. Those Republicans that decided to stick around, they pounded their chest about how bad this was and how much it's going to hurt people's rights and so forth. But they were there. They let the vote happen. Didn't they? One Democrat was excused and didn't vote. And, of course, the six turncoat Republicans that were still on the floor allowing this to happen, they voted no. And they pounded their chest, and they want you to know how much they're fighting for you. How pathetic. And how disingenuous. Because we're on to them, folks. Anyway, Ginny Burdick said that she said in her comments, quoted in the Oregonian story about this, the school board gets to decide. That means the community gets to decide, not just the gun owner. Well, let me ask you something, Ginny Burdick. Does the Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, does Oregon's even stronger provision for our constitutionally guaranteed gun rights, does that apply to the individual or the community? It doesn't apply to the community. The Constitution does not apply to the community. Quite the opposite. And the Heller ruling, the McDonald ruling, all point to that clearly, that the individual has a right. That's why the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling was so ridiculous. And it just so coincided, coincidentally, with the passage of this bill. Yes, the community gets to decide. No, they don't. Our rights are inalienable, given to us by God, and not by a bunch of turncoat Republicans who got bought off, because not only one, but now two emails have gone to the Senate members, including the Republicans, asking them what their priorities for spending are and what their capital project spending priorities are. Guess which member of the Oregon Senate is the long-standing chairman of the Capital Construction Committee? Fred Girard. Now, why would Peter Courtney put Fred Girard in charge of, and has for many sessions now, that particular committee? Because he knows Fred can be bought off, and apparently he has been, just like the rest of them. I'm going to tell you this, friends. It is my belief that if you share my belief, we ought to excoriate them publicly. And then the next thing we ought to do, we ought to encourage and help fund recall races in each of their districts. You know, if we did that, and the voters recalled them for this, because it's not just, and Freddie, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second. It's not just this vote, friends. You got all this other stuff, because now they have been bought off. So again, I go back to this point. If Republicans will not stand up for your God-given rights, inalienable rights, what will they stand up for? Nothing, because they are being bought off. I'm sorry. That's what it is. You disagree? Call me. Or you agree? Call me. 503-589-1220. There's other things to talk about, including District Attorney Mike Schmidt testifies to basically dismantle Measure 11 that keeps us safe. And then, of course, you got to love Biden's press conference yesterday, you know, where he's reading from the cheat sheet. There's pictures of it, reporters with their names, and there's photos. And then he got caught lying about the number of migrant families being expelled, all of that. It's all on the table today. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Jeff. One of the things we ought to be doing is flooding all of these representatives with pictures of guns. People ought to be wearing their holsters and just intimidate these people all the time. And send them water pistols or do something just to flood these guys that, hey, we're all about our constitutional right in the Second Amendment. We just ought to do it, put it in their face. Put it in their face. Wear your shoulder holster. Wear your belt holster. But just show them. Just show them where you're coming from. That's what we ought to do. You know, one time I worked in the timber industry for years, and years ago there was a city council that decided that they didn't want the timber people around there. So one of the owners of the company paid every employee in cash with $2 bills. And all of a sudden, all the merchants and all the people started seeing all the bills were being paid with $2 bills. And then they got the message that that was the economy in that particular town. And they all backed off. And just like when I lived in Toledo, Ohio, when all the Catholic schools were being transported, the kids are being transported on public school buses. And then the public superintendent said, we're not going to transport these kids anymore. So the archbishop, he put all those kids in buses and took them to the superintendent's office and said, sign them up. Put them in public school. Then they realized they didn't have the means to be able to teach these kids, and they backed off. So the same thing ought to be happening with the Second Amendment. Flood these idiots with everything that we know about guns and send it to them. That's what I'd do, and that's what I'm going to do.
I like that. I think that's a very creative idea. I like the idea of walking around with a holster. I mean, is and you know, even walking around with a squirt gun in the holster, maybe. I mean, come on. How crazy is today's society? How woke is it, I guess, if you will, Freddie? How fearful and... But again, what you're talking about doing, and your story about the timber town and the $2 bills is a powerful one. And it really is human nature, isn't it, Freddie?
That's exactly right. And I think we ought to have, next time we have a rally, Jeff, everybody needs to come with a holster and a water pistol and walk through this town and go to every store and just intimidate these people and go in the Capitol with holsters, with water pistols, whatever. Just show them what the people want to do about this. Just like when they had the rally with all of the trucks coming in town and all the tractors coming in town. You know, and then show them who's really in charge of this government. We are.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a great idea. Freddie, thank you. It's a great way to start off a Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Are you there? There you are.
Is this a good connection?
For the moment, I think it is.
Okay. I'm calling because you asked what I think of the Republicans, and it reminded me of something that a person who survived Auschwitz said. He said, those of us who survived Auschwitz are ashamed of what we did to stay alive. And it's the system that the Democrats are employing to turn us against seven. And we're going to use up all of our energy destroying each other, while it's actually the Democrats who are employing a system that is not the system created by our Constitution. And
well,
so,
all right, so I'm going to respectfully disagree with you, because you don't allow your children to break the rules in the family, because when they do, it's bad for the family. And you have to discipline the children in your family in the same way we have to discipline Rhino Republicans who will not stand up for our God-given rights. It's one thing to not stand up for policy and to get bought off, but it's quite another, Rebecca, to not stand up for our God-given right to defend ourselves with a firearm or any other means. You're giving the same old tired Republican argument that we ought to be fighting the Democrats and not each other. And what do we get? We get what happened yesterday. It's wrong. I'm sorry, I disagree with it. Back in a moment with Curtis.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. Got an email, by the way, emails to Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. This is from a Brenda. She says, all my life, my family has said that voting is pointless because government will do whatever it wants to do. I became aware due to COVID. I looked around, didn't recognize the country I thought I lived in. So I registered to vote, volunteered, and watched 2020 elections. How sick that was. I kept hearing it's better to vote in a rhino than let the Dems have it. Can you explain how it matters for me to vote for someone who votes like a Dem? Is that even worth it to try and make a difference, or should I move and wait for 1776? Fair question. Here's the reality. You just heard me go off on Rebecca, and I love Rebecca. Rebecca, don't ever think I don't love you and appreciate you for who you are. As first of all, a woman of God and a very brave woman of God to go out there and stand on a street corner with some of the signs that she does and is uncompromising in her faith and her belief in limited government and our God-given rights. But the reality is, you had better discipline the people in your party. The Democrats never act the way we act. Just think what happened. How did Shamia Fagan become Secretary of State? She came out of nowhere after Jennifer Williamson had to drop out because she was corrupt. Mark Hass had the absolute inside track on this thing, was leading. What happened? The unions came against Mark Hass. Why? Because he voted for PERS reform. They funded Shamia's Democrat primary campaign. Then they funded her campaign to beat Kim Thatcher to become Secretary of State. Why? Because Democrats punish those who don't toe the line. We don't. We let Republicans do whatever the heck Republicans want to do. I'm sorry. You don't punish your children in your home. It's human nature. If you don't punish them for breaking the family rules, the family becomes lawless, and the family rules mean nothing. In the same way, Republicans who go against our basic constitutional rights of self-defense because they're getting bought off for political money in their districts, or they're afraid, or whatever reason, they shouldn't even be there. You hear me? And the people of their district, we need to discipline them. You either don't vote for them in the primary and you work very hard for someone who will stand up for your rights. Or maybe you ought to move. If you're not willing to work hard and stand up for a candidate who will do the right things in the primary, then yeah, maybe you ought to go. Now, in the general election, is a rhino better than a Democrat? Yes. Because part of the time they're going to vote with you. Part of the time they're not. And the first opportunity you get, you try to replace the rhino. So you stay engaged. As frustrating as it can be, I don't like Mitt Romney one bit, or Lisa Murkowski, or Susan Collins. But the fruit of letting them at least marginally serve us in the U.S. Senate is that Donald Trump got a lot of judges appointed to the federal bench, and the fruit of that was something that will help us. It's the ruling by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday that the ATF cannot designate a bump stock as a machine gun. That's what they were doing. That's the fruit of even allowing rhinos. Why? Because they helped get these judges on the bench. So there is some benefit to it. I've ranted too long. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, you're up.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I agree with you guys there with this. Number one, we do need to punish the rhinos. And I love the idea of marching around with water guns and sending them to our state representatives. We as a Republican, as I've said it before, we do not stand strong with the ones that are doing right. The Democrats have something going for themselves, you might say. They do take care of their own. And the last thing I'd like to say, I disagree with you in such a way, is the recall part. What good did it do when we tried to recall Kate Brown? We didn't have candidates that we could come up to replace her. Then we had another group that wanted to recall her, and it kind of mixed things up. You know, in local politics, recalls didn't do the best. It's best to go after them at the ballot and to change.
Well, but no. You have to. I again, friend, I respectfully disagree. It's different in a governor's recall than it is. Because in the governor under the Oregon Constitution, you recall a governor, then the Secretary of State becomes governor. In a local race, like, say, you're going to recall Fred Girard. Apparently, there's some kind of an effort to go do that. All right. Let's say you do that. The Republican Party then has to replace him. The county commissioners have to replace him with a Republican. And the party puts forth then the people that are the right people that will serve us and stand up for our God-given rights. That's what happens in a Senate recall effort.
Exactly, Jeff. And I agree with that for the most part. And I will stand up and I'll support the party because that's what we need to do, support the party. But I think also that the general election is one of the best ways for voting them out. And as far as Fred Girard, some of these guys have short turnover syndrome. You know, we need to point that out, that if they're not going to stay and do their job and do it for us the right way, we need to let them know they're going to be gone. You know, and I suppose if it's a recall, so supposedly let's do it, but there's a deeper thing. We need to support our people just like the Democrats do.
Thanks, Curtis. It's 6:30. Gotta go.
Thank you. Yeah.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It is Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. What do you want to talk about politically? Everything's on the table today that is of interest to you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, like the one I got from Anne Marie, who sends me a tweet from Candace Owens. Here's what it said. The Let's Make Guns Illegal crowd still hasn't quite figured out that we've already made shooting up grocery stores filled with innocent people illegal. Criminals don't care about your laws, folks. Otherwise, they'd be law-abiding citizens. Pretty simple. Got an email from Kim. She says there's some extremely alarming language in OSHA's proposed permanent rule addressing COVID-19 workplace risk. The requirements regarding lockdowns, masks, and social distancing are bad enough. However, all that pales in comparison to the language that allows, quote, local health authority, whatever that is in an undefined term, or the Oregon Health Authority to mandate vaccination for all employees, public and private. In Section 3, COVID-19 requirements for all workplaces, it includes the following new subsection. This eliminates informed consent and effectively forces employees to accept vaccination if they want to work. These mRNA vaccines are experimental and only approved by the FDA for emergency use. Coercing people to participate in a medical experiment is a direct violation of the 1947 Nuremberg Code. Now, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that before. That's an interesting argument. It might be an interesting argument. And by the way, she included, or he included, the Nuremberg Code here. And this is very interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, maybe you want to talk about that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails, of course, to Jeff at 1220.am. ProBioscience makes the very best CBD products there are. And the reason that I know that is because I have great confidence that they, as a local Salem-based company, I know are only using Oregon-grown CBD, which is of the highest quality because it meets the highest standards. Because Oregon has the highest standards. What that means to you is you can be absolutely 100% assured you are getting the very best, highest quality CBD products there are, period. More importantly, CBD really works for me, and maybe it'll work for you because it's high quality. They even make it CBD products for your pets. They even make beauty products with CBD infused in them for women. Lots of interesting stuff, and a great reason for you to go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro, the dash mark, bioscience.com. And buy products online. And if you do, for the month of March, use the discount code for a 15% discount. Use the discount code CHANGE, and you get that 15% off. You can also find their products at the tobacco pouch on Edgewater. ProBioscience, pro-bioscience.com. So I get a little passionate about this idea that Republicans are going to just sit out the whole idea of standing up for us. And that's in essence what they're doing. Oh yeah, they talk a good game. They all, like I said, pounded their chest and made their speeches and all their motions yesterday, but everybody knew how it was going to turn out. It was just a game, folks. It was a game that they gave up when, over on the House side, they agreed to rules that fined them $500 a day. Still very much in debate whether they're a statutory authority to do that. But they gave up the game when they did that. Oh, yeah, they're fighting over there, too. Yep, they're demanding that every word of every bill actually gets read, like the Constitution of Oregon says, which means you got to read the entire bill in its length and it slows everything down. They're demanding that. Great. You're fighting so hard for us over in the House. We're so thankful. Except all of these bills are gonna pass because you don't have the votes to stop them. It's even worse in the Senate, because in the Senate, they overtly got bought off. So I get a little passionate about this. I'm sorry. You're either going to stand up for what you believe or you're not. And if standing up means you don't get the pork for your community, again, what's more important, the pork for your community or preserving our God-given rights? And it isn't going to stop with guns, folks. It's parental rights. It's in crazy taxing schemes or regulatory schemes like carbon trading that only raise the cost of living beyond what is able to be borne, or banning diesel, or mandatory transgender teaching in public schools. I mean, you just go on down the line, folks. Or how about dismantling Measure 11? which mandatorily puts violent criminals in prison and they can't get released early and they keep us safe. If Republicans won't stand up for your God-given right, to protect yourself and your family with a firearm in a grocery store, they'll sell out for anything. And every one of them needs to be recalled and replaced with someone who will stand firm for our God-given rights. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at today, folks. You discipline the family. And when you do, then everybody gets the word. Again, Democrats do this every day. Republicans don't. And the fruit of it is we get our rights taken from us by Democrats who do discipline their family, because everybody except Betsy Johnson marks in lockstep. She voted against this yesterday. Let's go to Tim, who's on the line. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts on Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
You always give me new things right at the last minute.
Sorry.
The first one on, I'm getting feedback. Well, go ahead. The first one on releasing the criminals early. I remember in the paper, remember that gentleman who was released, paroled, he went back and killed the victim, the lady?
Yes.
Well, isn't it interesting, parole board released him into the same environment. So why wouldn't that cause him to react that way? Two.
Well, here, district, there's a Willamette Week story today, Tim, that says District Attorney Mike Schmidt testifies against minimum sentences. And here's what he said, quote, "We've learned that much of what we believed was true nearly three decades ago was not only untrue, but actively harmful," unquote. He believes differently than you, because what you just stated is human nature fact. He doesn't recognize that.
Well, he doesn't have to, because a parole board is publicly appointed. They don't even have to have criminal backgrounds. Now, second, I just got through talking to two families last night that are going to leave the state because of what's happening in schools. And I think that will happen a lot. Now, guns, real quick. If we use the same tactics that the opposing group does, then they're in control of the dialogue. Such things like, and you know I'm against camouflage with AR strapped over their shoulder, even though AR is a manufacturer, not the automatic weapon. And the reason for that is they look the same as the ones that are the bad boys, the ones that riot. They look exactly the same, and you can't tell them apart. And we never use the tactic of saying, if you're a concealed weapon, all the classes you have to take and what you have to do to qualify, nobody knows that because we don't use that information. And we include the camouflage boys with an AR slung over their shoulder in our other demonstrations. They're included because they have a Second Amendment, not that they influence how people look at the groups that we have.
So do you disagree with Freddie's contention that we ought to walk around with empty holsters just to illustrate the absurdity of all of this? Tim, hang on. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break, along with Art. Don't go away, folks. 6:48 in the morning. One more segment to go on Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Feels like you're mine. Feels
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Unfortunately, Tim left, but he sent me an email, so I'll try to read it here. By the way, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Last segment for today. Or emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Lee writes, missed your opening statement. Do you believe the six senators that stayed, the six Republicans, did so for their own reasons and should not be reelected? Yes. They did so for their own reasons, and I think they should be removed by their constituents and replaced with people who will stand up for our God-given rights, because they didn't. Corby writes an email, Morning, Jeff. Life insurance companies are also not paying out or insuring people taking an experimental shot if they die. Good point. Wilbur writes, as far back as I can remember, I've noticed how conservatives glorify and gloat over guns. I can't help wonder if that isn't part of their problem. Well, first of all, Wilbur, conservatives don't have a problem. I reject your basic premise. Oh, we do to the woke left, yes. But they're the communists that want to destroy everything that this great nation became. And the principles behind it, which are based on, again, our God-given rights. And the reason that we have them, Wilbur, is because people had guns to rebel against tyranny. Greg writes an email, says, I used to think Fred Girard was a stand-up guy, but he's given up. He's indicated he's done with politics and intends to leave the state. But in his exit, he leaves the state worse off. What good would it do to recall him and the other five R's who joined him? The damage has already been done and the horse has left the barn. It's a little late to close the barn door. I'll tell you what it does. If you recall him, you send a message to the rest of the Republicans and to whoever replaces him and anybody running for Republican office in the future or running for office as a Republican. There's some things you just don't do. Democrats do it. They keep everybody in line. We ought to be doing it too. It's that simple. That's the message you send. Again, it's not rocket science. It's logic. It's what you have to do in your own family. When you have multiple kids and one of them really breaks the family rules, you discipline them and all the other kids see what happened. And they know what's going to happen to them. It's human nature. That's what I think. I also think that if you're looking for a contractor that you can trust, you really need to check out Righteous Renovations. That's Eric Azer. He's a man of faith, and he lives his faith every day in the work he does for you. Don't take my word for it. Look at his website, righteousrenovations.com. You'll figure it out for yourself. RighteousRenovations.com. Art, you're on, brother. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. I slept in too, but hey, those wonderful six people who pretended like they wanted to fight for us, standing up there. I could just vision it. I didn't get in to listen to it, but I could just, you know, look at what I'm doing. Words. Words are nothing without action. And you refuse to take action and do the only thing that you could for us to protect.
I like that. But that's a great way of saying it. Words without action means nothing. Very quickly, in the next few seconds, tell me what you think ought to be done to those six.
Well, Jeff, obviously the people in their district should recall them if they have the guts to stand up for their rights. and the wherewithal. I hope they do. And then, I don't know, the new leadership of the Republican Party ought to send out a strong statement, but I don't know if that'll happen. We'll just have to wait and see.
I agree. I think that's a great idea, Art. That's another very good idea. Art, thank you, because I got to move on. I've got Glenn, Rowan, and George. I got to get to all of you, so let's go, Glenn.
Absurdity is king at the state level and the federal level. The love of money is the root of all evil. There was a saying in the Army very quickly, if it doesn't make sense, there's a dollar bill in it. That's what they said in the Army. There is more fiction than truth in that saying. When you find something that doesn't make sense in the religious world, social world, political world, music world, or anything else in the world, there is a dollar bill in it. If you find anything so wild and confusing, snarled up, that you can't make sense, heads or tails out of it, there's a buck. How about $2 trillion and $3 trillion Yankee dollars? That doesn't make sense. Can't pay it back. Has no reality. The love of this money is destroying everything, Jeff. And it's never going to be paid back. It's changing all the voting, the way we spend incomes, who wins and who loses.
It's scary, and you're right, and it is money. The love of money is the root of it. Glenn, excellent point. Scary to see what's happening on the national level. Rowan, you're up. Welcome.
Well, Jeff, I'm a mother of four, and this idea of the right to choose is a hotly debated issue, and the God-fearing pro-life people are vilified. But now I'm being told I have no right to choose not to get that disgusting shot. Selective application of right to choose is just wrong. That's my thought.
It is, and well said. That's why everybody ought to be opposing this proposed OSHA permanent rule. We have until the 2nd of April to do it. George, you're up next. George, go quickly. Hey, George. George, are you there? Oh, he left. Okay, well, look, thank you to all of you, even though I'm a little passionate today and I have been very, I've disagreed with some of you. Love you all. You are deeply important to me personally, and I'm so grateful when I am out and about and some of you come up and introduce yourselves to me. It's an honor to have you in the audience. It's an honor to have our sponsors like Freedom Heating and Air that sponsors this show. They can make your life better, your personal life better. And that's why you should do business with them, is because they're really good at what they do. They've been in business Salem area for almost 50 years. And they sponsor this show and this radio station because they stand up for freedom. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. I pray that each and every one of you will pray, and I mean this. Even though I'm very passionate and I think each of these six Republicans ought to be recalled, I'm going to pray for them. As I pray for Kate Brown, which is hard for me, folks. As I pray for Joe Biden, and that's hard too. And Kamala Harris, but you need to. And then you need to be active. Art's right. Words without action are just words. So pray, speak your mind, and then do something. Be blessed, each and every one of you. Make it a great weekend, because that's up to you. I'll see you Monday.